Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to roll it? Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles, and welcome to Canon.
That's right, I started playing the Canon theme, I'll play some more.
Tonight's episode.
Hey, you know, come on through. Oh, sure, it's Chin. There you go, starring William Conrad. Miles with title. Tom Skerritt's in this episode.
Sharon Acker.
Vincent Van Patten.
Yeah.
Oh, here it goes.
The Salinas Jackpot.
Oh, the Salinas Jackpot. Your favorite. Your favorite episode of Canon right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you're a big Vinny Van Patten fan, so.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Isn't he and he play poker now? Isn't that he does?
Yeah. Hey, can I just stop the show dead in its tracks for just a second here?
What for?
Oh, hey, I just need to yell at my wife here.
You want me to pause?
No, that's okay. Hey, honey. Honey. Someone's trying to beat Ben. I don't know.
I don't know how to take care of the phone.
I'm talking to Bob Lamont, so I don't have anyone get on, all right?
Ba 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 ba. I'll just have a little hall music. Ba 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 ba.
Yeah.
All right. It's just an emergency. No problem. They can call back later.
Probably nothing important.
Probably not.
I don't know.
So
this is what static radio or something.
How's your belly doing? I mean.
What do you mean?
Well, you ate some pot roast, and I swear to God, you had your dick in it. At least your reaction was like that. You just were going on and on about this pot roast.
My time of eating my supper did not meet to Bob's specific dietary requirements, apparently.
No, well, that was a bit odd, I thought. But probably more to the fact was the fact that you were going, oh.
Well, it's hard to walk around when you eat a lot of pot roast, I'm just saying.
It was a little embarrassing for me. I thought maybe I caught you in the throes of self-love or something.
Would you rather be eating pot roast or be in the tub?
I'd rather you be eating pot roast.
I thought
maybe we hit the, you know, the masturbation cycle or something. Every time I eat pot roast, I like to rub the grease on my genitals and play with myself. So I don't know what's going on with you.
Wow, you read a lot into that, but I was just really eating supper, but I guess, I mean, if you want to read all that into it, I guess you can.
Well, if I should have recorded that, because it really sounded quite obscene, really.
It was twice as funny as this part right now. I just have to get on my... I like to do the show on my back. I just like to lay down.
Yeah, and at that point, then you try to pick this dog up, and I thought for a minute I was listening to something like, you know, 5 minutes with Marlon Brando, you know. Come here, dog.
To save the dog from wild.
Your delivery boy sent a message to me.
You're a delivery dog, that's all you are. You're a delivery dog.
You're like rolling around trying to get this dog up or something. I don't know what the hell is going on.
You know, I get on this bed. It takes me a while to do it.
Then you're yelling for peanut butter. I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
With my greasy penis, apparently. I don't need a peanut butter. I got this greasy winker here. Pardon you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sorry.
Like... Puppy like pot roast.
Oh, excellent. I'm Murphy Jones.
You got like Scooby-Doo going on there.
Pot roast. tonight's episode. Da, 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 da.
So anyway, I was playing the Cannon theme there because Miles sounded like William Conrad picking up a dog in his bed.
A pot roast pup,
yeah. So yeah, it was a little bit disturbing, the pre-show.
Well, I don't know. I didn't think it was that disturbing.
Well, you weren't listening. You were just doing.
I was just acting naturally.
I know. That's every week is a little disturbing.
I didn't think it was that funny or disturbing, but I mean.
Well, now you you went on a big trip this week or something. I mean, there's...
Now, that was disturbing. That was completely disturbing.
I heard you went on the hunt for some more Cape Girardeau gals.
Yes, I did.
nearby college.
Yeah.
The story goes, Miles and I are at college together. And we were standing outside the communications building there at the lovely campus of Southern Illinois University of Carbondale. And there's these lovely young ladies, stress on the young. And Miles says, hey, you know, what? Where are you all from? Cape Girardeau High School. Yeah, that was interesting.
The story was something like that. Exactly like that.
I wanted to cut to the chase.
You pretty much looks like the cliff notes on it.
What was the important part?
No, you're right. No, that you pretty much got it. You pretty much nailed it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, then what the fuck are you complaining about?
Oh my God! Oh Jesus, God, guy! Holy God! This guy had to do a little bit of manual labor today. I had to hear half an hour of this. Now he's taking it out on me.
I'm a little sunburned as well.
Nope.
You okay there? You gonna be all right? You're cutting out a little bit. You okay?
I'm cutting out. No,
I'm cutting out.
No, I'm not cutting out. You
know. Oh, okay. I think somebody is on the connection. All right, you still there? I think Skype's crapping out on us again tonight here. I'm going to pause.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Now you're back.
Your kids are on YouTube again. Hello.
Somebody's doing something. I don't know. It's probably my wife tonight. I think my son's not on there anyway. So, anyway, are you still there?
I'm here now, yeah.
Okay, well, anyhow. So, yeah, I got sunburn. I had to work a little bit.
I think it's getting taken out on me for some reason. Jeez, holy Christ.
And evidently you're taking it out on the dog, so.
I guess. I don't know, so it's a circle. That's all I can say.
I'm going to have to reconnect. You sound like shit. Hold on. I'm going to pause this, and then I'm going to reconnect with you.
Pause it.
Now we're reconnected. This Skype is getting to be sucky since Microsoft took it over.
Reunited and it feels so good.
I mean, at least on this landline connection, because, you know, you still haven't got anything going on your end, so.
Yeah.
You haven't bought a Nexus tablet or anything, so.
No, I was on campus, though, and I actually got a bunch of free shit, which was cool.
Like what? What did you get?
I know there's some like nerdy people like Baker and CB that, you know, listen to this, but I got to try out like Windows 8.
Oh, did you do the touchscreen?
I did. Somebody was doing her touchscreen. I said, "Can I touch screen?" She says, "Yes." I go, "You have a lot of swag over here." And she says, "Yes." And she goes, "The more you touch, the more you get." I'm like, "Okay." And
stop!
Yeah.
Wait! Stop!
Right.
Stop. The more you touch, the more you get. Is that right. Really was the words? The exact words.
What?
All right. We had another Skype issue, but so the more you touch, the more you get is really what the phrase was.
That was a phrase that pays, yeah.
And they said this to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was actually on a college campus. I was actually in the bookstore, and I saw this girl had, like, these really big Frisbees, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
And she had water bottles, like these big water bottles, too. And sunglasses. So I'm like, wait a minute, do I get all that if I do this? She goes, you can have anything you want.
Oh, man. Okay.
I go, are you for real? She's like, yes, today's the last day.
Oh, they're trying to get rid of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. So you got everything, didn't you?
Oh, at times, I did. I went back a second time. Yes, I did.
Jeez, they're like, watch out. Here comes this fat guy. He wants free stuff.
Cannon's coming back.
Look That's out. Right. Dun, 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 dun. Special guest star. Kaylee Cuckoo, or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that was another thing. Yeah, that was...
So you got a bunch of Windows 8 themed crap off of a table for free.
Yes, I did. Yes,
that's
I did. Good.
That's nice. I don't know if that's worth anything or not. I don't have any idea. So.
Yeah. No, it's fun.
Well, it's fun. I'm sure. What? So you just touched the screen, or what'd you do?
I took a survey.
Oh, you took a survey. Okay.
Uh huh.
No. How was your fat fingers on the touch screen? Would they work okay?
Yeah, oh, well, they were a little greasy, as you like to have them. So I was like, sure, I'll do it.
I just got done eating fried chicken, but don't mind me.
Sir, we're going to luminol the screen here when you're done. See if that's not, well, I think you're across the street with that cutout of Kaylee Cuckoo.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I saw you come out of the bathroom. Didn't wash your hands.
Actually, across from campus is a really nice comic book store, though.
Oh, is that where you were at?
And they had cutouts of the Big Bang people in the basement. And, oh, man, they had Penny down there. And I'm telling you what, right now. Oh,
is there a hole in Penny now? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh, I won't be going back to that comic book store. <tell you that.
laughs> Sir, quit tipping over the Penny cutout, please. You're like, I'm not even touching it with my hands.
Freddy, have you heard of the Big
Wine
Theory?
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, so it was a fun time. It was a fun time.
So what were you doing there? What were you doing on college?
My kid had some kind of singing thing or something, and we got...
The Voice!
We had done this about 5 or 6 years ago. And
That's when you went to the meat place, right? The meat...
the meat laboratory.
Laboratory. That's not been 5 years now, has it?
Well, I mean, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Really? Shit.
I don't know. It's been a while.
I just remember you took a picture of a pig and said it was me.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was at the fair, I think. The pig was eating, like, fair, drinking, like, the water.
Yeah.
Like, the water nippled in his mouth. Yeah,
something like that.
But,
and then the meat laboratory. Meat laboratory, yeah.
We went back. It was like a complete nightmare trying to even leave. But
how come?
There were so many things, I'm trying to get going because I told the teacher, I go, maybe we'll caravan behind each other, you know, because I knew there was a couple, three cars going.
Right. Yeah.
I thought, you know, just for unity, I go, maybe we'll just stay with the group, you know.
Yeah. Were you the leader of the caravan or?
No.
That's probably good. Now you're gone again. I'm gonna. Christ! Your phone. It was your phone and I. It wasn't even Skype. I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
You're in.
Oh, I got a dial phone now.
Oh well, fuck. We're staying on this. We're almost done here. So.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ. And then I'm like, oh, well, I just remember the last four digits because obviously the number would be similar. No, it's a different prefix. Anyway, that's what took me so long.
Oh.
So you were saying you got free stuff.
Are we recording now?
Yes.
So what was that in the story? I saw him having some problems tonight.
More than usual, this freaking connection.
My wife told me that this phone's going to die here in a minute.
let's go until it dies. Let's just go until it dies.
Let's go until it dies. Okay.
That'll
yes,
be the end
right,
of the
honey.
Show.
Give me the charger, honey. Please.
That'll be the end of the show.
Please, honey. Please have that.
No, just go until it dies.
No, I have to have it. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
You guys, I swear, nobody knows how to plug anything in around there.
Sorry. Sorry, Daddy didn't pay the cable bill again.
Yeah, but evidently you didn't.
Sorry.
I'm like calling back and calling. Like, this number is temporarily out of service. This number is temporarily out of service. Nobody knows how to charge anything up there, do they?
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Cord's not real.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, that's what she said.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking battery low. Fuck.
Just talk.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Just talk.
I can't get it in. I can't. It won't go in.
Just talk.
I'm trying to stick it in. It won't go. Okay, the light came on. Okay. I gotta lay down now. Hold on. Okay, so.
I don't even want to talk anymore.
So I'm getting ready for the trip, and I run over two birds that are screwing in the street, which I take as a bad sign. I'm like, oh, shit.
You ran over with your car?
Yes. And then I'm cleaning up the car, getting ready to go. And I find a pair of underwear that belongs to no one in this house. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's are these? And no one will fess up to them.
Male or female?
Yeah, male. They're kind of dark brown.
In one spot or multiple?
No, it's just the whole thing is dark. No. If there were one spot, that'd be mine. But yeah, it's...
Dark brown underwear.
I don't know. I have no idea where these underwear came from. No one will fess up to whose underwear these are. I'm like, that's
weird.
Well,
sons aren't gay, so.
So, I don't know. So, I, you know, maybe. Like, this is one of your workmates. You know, if you have something to tell me, I mean, just say it now, you know.
No kidding.
But, so I hit the screwing birds, I kill them, I find the underwears. We make it to the school, because, you know, the lady's like, we want to get started on time, you know.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for the lady, and I have to whisper this so she doesn't hear it, but my wife's like, you know, I don't want to leave yet. I've got this coupon for a free coffee at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? She goes, yes. I'm like, well, so I have to explain to the lady that we're not gonna follow her.
Yeah. Well, do I get a free McDonald's coupon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, this is fucked.
You know, they have a lot more locations than just at the university, you know?
No, we cannot leave.
Oh, my God. Oh, Christ.
Suddenly everyone wants a drink. We want a drink!
Yeah, bust out the wallet. Here it comes.
So there's a
free line. Coffee probably cost you like $10.
No, it didn't cost me nothing. Well, no, it did cost me money because...
Yeah, everybody else got something.
No, the coupon was expired.
Oh, wow.
They wouldn't take it. They refused to take it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I thought your wife was younger than you.
Oh, my God. She turned into my dad.
Senior discount?
Oh, my God. So.
Your wife's like quite a bit younger than you are.
Yeah, well, not that young.
Well, she's younger.
Not quite a bit younger.
Well, I'd say she's not like she's 20, but she's not as old as you.
No, she's not older than me, no.
No, not older than you.
So the whole thing was just like, oh, my God, I just got to leave.
Well, you got to fill up Kaylee Cacao or whatever her name is.
That was the highlight of the trip, yeah. And
you got that picture on Facebook of your hand, like, touching her cardboard breast.
Yeah, she's kind of smiling as I'm doing it.
Yeah, but man, I'm like, you got, like, this meaty paw. It looks like Pigman or something.
Like chunk attack.
I'm like, holy shit, look at that hand, for Christ's sake.
King Kong.
It's like you got got like a breast implant on the back of your hand or something. It's so meaty.
She's like Faye Ray, man. She's Faye Ray. I'm King Kong. Come yeah. get her.
I'm like, I don't remember your hands looking like that. Look like fucking Ned Beatty hands or something. I don't know what's going on. I looked at that picture. I'm like, I mean, that's. Yeah. I mean, I don't think my hands look like that. Jeez Louise.
Well, my hand was close to the camera, though.
So. Oh, I was a little out of focus. Is that what
the camera adds 5 pounds.
So. Yeah, to your hand. Your hand looked like it was. Like had a big, two big breakfasts from McDonald's that morning. I'm like, that is a meaty. That's a meaty paw. That's what I thought. Like your hand was like bigger than her whole head, for Christ's sake.
So before I got to the comic book store, we were trying to figure out where we wanted to eat. We did not want to eat on campus, you know.
Oh no, you eat on campus? Why not?
That didn't work out last time. Okay.
Went to the meat laboratory.
So now it's decided that we're just going to pick some place, right?
Yeah, where are you going to go?
Well, we find some, like, you know, Chinese dynasty or something. Like, what?
Oh, no.
Which I like Americanized Chinese food, don't get me wrong. But I just had a feeling like this was, like, the real deal. There was.
Oh, really? Like, it's real Chinese food.
Like, everyone is Chinese in here. Like, everybody. Like, people working there, people eating there.
But you guys weren't.
And we show up, it's like, oh, boy.
They're like, how did they get our address, is what they're thinking.
Yeah, like, oh, no, I'm going to the buffet. How are they
go? Yeah, they're like, look at the hands on that guy, for Christ's sake.
And I don't, we don't realize how things work here. It's completely different. Everything is different, right?
Yeah, well, it's all in Chinese.
That's all. They got, like, two good-looking girls working the cash register and,
Okay.
They hand us menus, right? So, you know, there's a group of us, and we take these menus, and we sit down, and we're waiting. And you don't get served upon. You actually have to go there to the cashier and tell them what you want.
Oh, okay. Well, I could see that.
We didn't know that, though, because we're waiting there for like 5-10 minutes, and the lady comes, she goes, can I have the menus back?
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird, because I thought she was going to get her order. I go, yeah. She goes, we only have 3 menus. And this is like a big restaurant. I mean, this isn't a small little thing. You know, it's still a good size, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, well, you know, we're getting hungry. I'm like, I guess you have to go up and order it, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe they just didn't want you there.
I had that feeling, yes. Yes. So we order stuff, and then, you know, my wife's like, oh, you're just ordering some little thing. I said, yes.
Yeah.
Well, she goes, why is that? And I go, you know, I had a bad experience in college once with Chinese people, and I just...
Oh, with the raw chicken.
Yeah, I had a friend in college that invited me over for supper one time, and, like, this raw chicken was sitting out on the counter, and...
Feng Quang.
It was, like, half pink and half gray looking. I'm like, this does not look right.
That's aged. I don't know. That's aged chicken right there.
And then I get it sat out all day. I'm like, there's no fucking way in hell I'm eating this.
That's aged.
So I just went for lo mein this time. I just give me some freaking lo mein.
Give me some noodles.
And my wife turns into Michael Jackson. You're being ignorant.
Yeah.
I go, oh, you know, I am ignorant. You're right. I'm just gonna have lo mein. You know, Chinese spaghetti is what I want. Just give me that. And I was afraid I was going to have diarrhea or something.
Well, like, you always have diarrhea. Why wouldn't you have diarrhea there? Yeah.
And, like, you know, I had to go pee, and they have, like, a unisex bathroom.
Yeah.
There's, like, just, like, one shitter, and that's it, you know.
Well, hey, well, what more do you need?
I go, what if everyone suddenly gets diarrhea at once and runs for the shitter? Because...
Well, that could happen.
We're all screwed, you know.
Oh. Then you just start using the bowls.
So luckily after that, I found the comic book store after that. And
My
Cali Cuco. And,
yeah, so did you have any problems after eating the Chinese?
No, it was actually good food. It was very good food. And
So did anybody else get the chicken or no?
I everywhere else had something different. Everyone else was fine, actually. It was all actually very good food.
No, you feel bad now. You're racist.
I know, but I'm like, do you tip or not tip? Because, I mean, they bring you your food, I guess, but, I mean, that's it.
But they don't actually take your order.
No, well, you have at the counter, they take your order.
Right.
But you have to, like, get your own silverware, your own napkin.
Yeah.
And, like, if you want water, well, you serve yourself water.
What else did you have to drink there? You just had water?
Well, there was so. Well, I thought it was a little pricey, so I said I just had water. I got pop in the car, man. I got Big K in the car. There's no way I'm paying like $12 for a Pepsi. Forget it. You know?
Yeah, well, I can understand that. That's for certain.
I don't know. I just in case I have diarrhea. I don't want a bunch of pop, too. You know? Yeah.
I don't want a bunch of soda diarrhea, fizzy diarrhea.
Then, like, you know, then I'm like, well, maybe water is, you know. Funny, you know, like, well, I don't know, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people in here, there's only one bathroom.
Right, there's only one glass.
I don't know. One glass, I have to share it.
Three menus.
Oh, no, we all have to share.
That's all share water.
No, I know, it sounds completely racist, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just joking with you.
No, I know, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to be like that. It was very, very nice people, very nice restaurant, it was very nice. I was being ignorant.
Oh, gosh, people are throwing things out there. Okay.
That's my trip.
So did you get a free T-shirt? Because, you know, like, I probably get the Hawkeye T-shirt there in Iowa, so.
No, we were in Ames. That was Iowa State.
Oh, you were in Iowa State. Well, then nobody gets
that.
That was a big
rival. That was at the Redbirds there.
Yeah, nobody gets any of that shit. That's not free.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that, yeah, my wife wears the rival college sweatshirt, so we're getting, like, all these nasty rugs. You know, I'm like,
didn't she go there for a while or something? Did she go there?
Huh?
Did she go there at all?
No.
That's right. She went to Western, right? So.
But it's just like a big rival. Like, you're in St. Louis, but if I showed up in a Cubs shirt, you know, like, a lot of people would give me, like, dirty looks.
Yeah,
know?
They would, but there's a lot of people down here wearing Cubs stuff, so.
But you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like that. It's that crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like. She wears this. I'm like, don't wear that, please. People are going to spit in your food. Don't do it.
That's right. So I'll just have the low main. I don't want to have the.
If there's a loop, you'll be able to see it in the low main.
That's right. The low main's going to show, not the egg drop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not the egg drop soup. It's not going to show up the salmonella chicken or anything. So.
And there was no fortune cookies either. I'm just saying that right now.
Straight. Oh, yeah. I ripped on the fortune. I had Chinese this week, too. That's funny. I rarely eat Chinese, but I did, so.
Yeah.
I had the, what was it called? Some kind of glazed chicken. It was pretty good. It was supposed to be spicy.
Yeah.
No, it was like honey, I don't know what it was called. Sesame chicken. It was sesame chicken.
I had the brisket.
Glazed sesame chicken is what I had. It was supposed to be spicy, but it wasn't spicy.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, did you get the picture of me kissing
yes.
Hey, I thought, A, this looks disturbing, and B, I look really old in this picture.
Yeah, you...
Those are the two things I took away from that picture. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Not only was it disturbing from a sense of your giant noggin, which is giant, by the way. I mean, it is Ted Kennedy proportions, you know, Jerry Lewis-style noggin here.
Fred Gwynn.
Yeah, your Fred Gwynn noggin that you got going on right now in your old age. Although your head is always big. It was always a larger head, as I recall.
Thank you.
Leaning in and in the picture there, in a dwarfing the stand-up, so it was kind of weird.
Me, like, being ready to stick my tongue down her throat.
Yes, very disturbing.
And you feel her boob.
Yeah, that was it, with those Ned Beatty hands.
<That's
right. laughs> Let's see. If we Frankenstein'd you together, you would have the Ted Kennedy head, the Ned Beatty hands, and John Goodman's body. How about that?
Yes.
Look, you're very Goodman-esque, and you're very like you're very statuesque. No. You're very Goodman-esque.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
So, so it was a good time.
Yeah. The Skype is not, the phone has been no good tonight, but you had a good time nonetheless, so.
I had a good time, so if you can get next to a cardboard cutout, I suggest doing it. So,
all right, good tip for everybody.
Good tip.